This is Lisa Meyerson, and welcome to the Sabian Podcast. Today I want to go over the new moon from May 11th, and I want to talk also about Israel and how it corresponded with the new moon, because it's a big story in the news today, unfortunately. But I do find that the new moon seems to activate these stories. I mean, of course, these stories are reality, and they were things that were percolating and building, and there hadn't been a war in Israel and Palestine since 2014, but still there were things happening, but the reporting is not, you don't really hear what's going on unless there's some major incursion here. So sadly, that is what's happening. I also want to go over in this podcast with the week, this week from Sunday to Saturday. And so first I'm going to talk about the new moon, which was on May 11th. And let me see here. And the new moon was actually right on Israel's sun, and it was at 22 Taurus, and it was trine Pluto. The new moon symbol was a white dove flying straight and fearlessly over troubled waters, and trining Pluto at 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. So fairly nice, easy transit. It wasn't like opposed Uranus or square Pluto like other new moons have been, but there were other difficult aspects in this particular new moon that were aspecting other planets, and there was a particularly harsh one that was Mars at 11 Cancer. A clown is caricaturing well-known personalities in conjunct Saturn, 14 Aquarius, a train entering a tunnel. Mars was also sextile 12 Taurus, a young couple walked down the main street window shopping, and it was also in conjunct the south node 11 Sagittarius, and that symbol was in the left section of an archaic temple. A lamp burns in a container shaped like a human body. So there were other things also that were showing up in this particular new moon that seem to point at Israel and Palestine and their conflict in this particular story. The new moons, I find, are very cinematic. One of my astrology colleagues talked about the new moon being like what's called a Harari chart, like a predictor. And it does feel like it is that. Like the last new moon was in Aries, I was talking a lot about like sexual violence and misogyny in the last new moon, because it had this Venus square Pluto, and it was the woman in pastels is carrying a valuable and heavy but veiled load. And so it was very fascinating how it all played out. But here we have Israel, and the new moon was conjunct Israel's Sabian symbol, and I want to just show you what it is here, or tell you. The Sabian symbol of Israel's sun is an Indian warrior riding fiercely with human scalps hanging at its belt, at his belt. And the whole idea of an Israeli soldier, like, that is something that's ingrained in our minds. And I actually lived in Israel from 1987 to 1988, and I remember my first memory of Israel was, you know, the plane landing, and we get off the plane, and it's like going into a James Bond film. There are there were male and female soldiers, and they had these big Uzis at their belt, and you know, just seeing that, and then the kind of life that I lived there was fairly charmed. I lived on a kibbutz, and it was like living, you know, it was like living on a farm. But it was with people from other countries. A lot of Israelis, of course, it was settled by Israelis, but most of them were actually South African, South African immigrants who had went there to what we call making aliyah, which means going up. But it's something that you do when you're raised as a Reform Jew, which is the Reform Jewish movement is actually a Zionist movement. And that was the religion that I grew up in. And it's just so easy to end up in Israel. I remember being depressed when I was in Detroit, where I was growing up. And I went to the rabbi of the synagogue my family belonged to. And I just wanted to do like a 6-week study. And he's like, no, you should do this. And it was only like a few thousand dollars. And I was able to just go. And it was a really, really beautiful time for me. And I met people from South Africa, from England, from France, from Ghana. There was this guy from New Jersey. Just people from all over the place. When I was there, it was just a few years before apartheid in South Africa came to an end. And there were South African volunteers that were there that had never spoken to each other in South Africa, because it was so segregated there. So there were Jewish South Africans, and there were Afrikaner South Africans, the Dutch people. And then there were the so-called colored people, who were mixed race, who were segregated. And of course, Black African South Africans were not able to go there, because they were basically slaves and would never have been able to volunteer in Israel. They would not have been able to afford it, and so on. But 3 years after I was in Israel, apartheid came to an end. But that was a huge, huge political movement in America when I was there. And I remember a lot of my South African friends talking about how terrified they were that there was going to be a big bloodbath and it was all going to come crashing down. And now apartheid is done there. But there's a lot of talk about Israel being an apartheid government and so on. And actually in Israel being an apartheid government, and in Israel's chart, the Venus is 5 Cancer, and that symbol is at a railroad crossing, and automobile is wrecked by a train. And I do see that as actually part of that, like the checkpoints, the territories, and it is basically a partition government. Like the Palestinians and the Israelis, they don't go to school together. Like they just grow up completely separated, and it's just like in South Africa. Like everyone's just classified, and you live completely separate lives, and there's this inequality, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And when I was there, Druze Arabs had citizenship and were treated just like any other Israeli. But in the last few years, they've actually lost their citizenship. And I can post something about that in the show notes. But it really made me sad, because I remember that was, you know, there was some equality when I was there in 1987. And through Netanyahu's government, it's just gotten more and more polarized. And, it makes me sad. It was one of the best times that I've ever, ever had in my life. And it just totally informed the rest of my life. And it was a wonderful thing to do as an adult, to be able to go and live there and meet people from all over the world and just experience that. And so, just have a lot of mixed feelings about this, and very, very sad about what is happening in the Palestinian territories. But that Venus at 5 Cancer at a railroad crossing, an automobile is wrecked by a train, that is also in India's chart somewhere. And India and Israel share such similarities in their chart, because they were born in the same year, and they both have Saturn-Pluto in their chart, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, which is what we all experienced last year with the pandemic, among other things. And India also has another extreme. I think that zone of Kashmir is more militarized than Israel. And there's an incredible with Narendra Modi's government too. There's more and more inequality between Hindus and Muslims, and so just very, very grateful that I didn't grow up in a theocracy, and that I went to school with I went to a school that had a lot of Jewish kids and Muslim kids and Black kids and white kids and Persian kids and so on. So, you know, it's just hard to imagine growing up and not having gone to school with somebody who looks completely different from me or who has a different religion from me. It's just the homogeneity just is something I don't agree with. I just feel like it was a very important thing for me to be in a school where there was like plenty of people that were different from me. So that was so that symbol of the new moon, the white dove flying straight and fearlessly over troubled waters, conjunct Israel's sun, and trining Pluto, 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. That the mountain pilgrimage still speaks to me about India, but also Israel is a place where we go on a pilgrimage. And this whole event happened around Eid, the Eid celebrations at the end of Ramadan. And the fact that also the north node of the new moon, let me just see here, was at 11 Gemini, newly opened lands offer the pioneer new opportunities for experience, opposing the south node at 11 Sagittarius. In the left section of an archaic temple, a lamp burns in a container shaped like a human body. And the whole conversation, and actually this north node at 11 Gemini is conjunct Israel's Mercury, the same symbol. Newly opened lands, what are we talking about with Israel is how they're encroaching on the Palestinian territories and they're the settler colonialism. We're talking settler colonialism, and we're talking also about the anniversary of the Nakba, which was basically Israel-Palestine's Trail of Tears. And they're being kicked off their land. And you know, I feel like the mythology that I grew up with was that, oh, there was nobody there. And the Israelis just were given this land or purchased this land, and there was just nobody there. But it was not like that. It was very similar to what happened in the United States. And then opposing the south node at 11 Sagittarius, in the left section of an archaic temple, a lamp burns in a container shaped like a human body. And the fact that this happened at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the idea of, I'm thinking of this also with this particular symbol about the caste system, you know, and there's like a caste system everywhere. But the idea of the classification that, you know, like I've heard in the news that the Israeli Defense Forces calls these types of incursions mowing the grass, which is, you know, something as a family that has fleed pogroms in Russia. And also I have a godmother who is a Holocaust survivor. And the idea that there's this doublespeak when we talk about war and the way that we dehumanize people. So the idea of calling this mowing the grass when this is actually, you know, this is not, this is not that. This is a euphemism for something horrible. And so just thinking about that. And then this is why I do these readings like a few days after, because it seems like I never know what's going to happen or how the world is going to shift. And these new moon symbols really do seem to be very, very powerful. And the other thing that I'm seeing with the Mercury at Gemini that is conjunct, the Mercury in Gemini is actually at a world famous pianist giving a concert performance. It's actually conjunct my moon, and then conjunct the North Node Gemini, the newly opened lands, and that's conjunct Israel's Mercury, opposing the South Node in the left section of an archaic temple, trining Saturn at 14 Aquarius, a train entering a tunnel. And I often hear about Hamas building these tunnels, where they go into Israeli occupied territories, and or where Israel. And but I also think of this Saturn at 14 Aquarius of a point of no return. Like, we can't move backwards. Once we do this, we cannot go back. Like, are you sure you want to make this decision? Because once you do this, you will not be able to turn back from this decision. And I think about that, like, with the building that was bombed that housed the media, that housed the AP, Associated Press, the Al Jazeera offices, Middle East Eye has been a paper that I've started to read, that I believe that they're Guardian journalists, former Guardian journalists who started their own Middle East paper, and that was also housed in that building. You know, it's just kind of like, do you really want to do this? So if you do this, this is going to change everything. So seeing that with the Mercury there, so just this string of aspects, and the fact that the Mercury in the North Node happened to conjunct Israel's Mercury. Not sure about this, Venus at 4 Gemini in the new moon. It's not aspecting anything. It's holly and mistletoe bring Christmas spirit to a home. And I just want to see if this aspects the Israel chart. It's semi-sextile. The Venus at 5 Cancer at a railroad crossing, an automobile is wrecked by a train. It's sextiling the rock formations towering over Deep Canyon, which is Israel's moon in Leo. Yeah, and, you know, thinking about this, that, you know, Jerusalem is a place where we go on pilgrimage, where a lot of Christians go on pilgrimage as well. And then, again, I spoke earlier about the Mars at 11 Cancer in conjuncting Saturn at 14 Aquarius, the train entering the tunnel, sextiling Uranus 12 Taurus, a young couple walked down Main Street, window shopping. Mars also in conjunct the South Node at 11 Sagittarius in the left section of an archaic temple. A lamp burns in a container shaped like a human body. You know, one thing I think about with Mars at 11 Cancer, there is, you know, this might be kind of a jump, but the fact is, like, Israel really doesn't have a government right now. Netanyahu is actually under investigation and may be sentenced for corruption. Part of this is, I think about one of my teachers had talked about in the Holocaust, how the kind of the Aristoi mobilizing the hoi polloi, the government there is moving more farther and farther to the right, and he's kind of mobilizing these really, really right-wing, ultra-Orthodox Jews who are just like, you know, it's just such a strange thing, because my family fled pogroms in Russia in the early part of the 20th century, and now it looks like, you know, you kind of become, like, they're now doing this to Palestinians, which is just really, really crazy to me. And really, really sad. But just thinking about this, like sort of like the clowns, but the clowns that we're scared of, like, people are scared of people like this. And looking at it, like, Netanyahu has looked for leadership, but he's actually not the leader of the government. Like, Israel has no government right now. And this may be part of why this is happening. And then Uranus at 12 Taurus, a young couple walking down the main street, window shopping. You know, I think of these areas, and we used to go into the old city of Jerusalem after school, and we would shop in these areas, like the Shuk, and that's the young couple walking down Main Street, window shopping, like these really beautiful bazaars that we would go into. And so I think I might be making a little bit of a leap here, but I am sort of seeing, like, a clown is caricaturing well-known personalities. Could also be somebody like Netanyahu. Mars would be like a bully. Cancer would be like the homeland security type of thing. But the fact that Netanyahu is impersonating a leader. He's not actually the leader right now. And he needs this right-wing coalition that is just, to me, really crazy. And he's kind of mobilizing them to get his support. Like, it's sort of like when a president that's not doing well will cause a war in an election year. He'll go and bomb someplace during an election year. So the other thing that I see with this new moon, Jupiter is at 30 Aquarius. And that symbol is moonlit fields once Babylon are blooming white. And I think about like bombing things into the Stone Age, you know, just crazy. That's one aspect of it. And Linda Hill talked about that as the beginning of the Aquarian Age, that maybe we just won't even still be here. Like we might have just kind of somehow put ourselves out of existence. And so that looking back on this beautiful place like Iraq that no longer exists because of our own foreign policy, like we've actually obliterated a beautiful ancient civilization just for oil. So sorry for being very political here, but I'm also very political, so I'm not sure what else to do. You know, this is kind of just, hey, I guess sorry, not sorry. And then Saturn at 14 Aquarius was squaring Uranus at 12 Taurus. And once again, this is a very close square of Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus, a fixed square, very extreme. I think of these fixed squares as like that volcano that just erupts after a long, long silence. And Saturn is at 14 Aquarius, a train entering a tunnel. Once again, that point of no return. Squaring Uranus at 12 Taurus, a young couple walking down Main Street window shopping. And that's, once again, in that area in Jerusalem. Like, I was shocked when I heard about this in the news that this was happening, because this is like a beautiful old city, and this is where, you know, where I used to go, and it was peaceful, and I still have jewelry from this time, and just wanting people to be happy and healthy and not lose their homes and not get evicted, and, you know, just the idea of losing your ancestral home and your ancestral homeland. And I mean, it happens, but this is what's under the spotlight now. And the Saturn square Uranus is just a huge eruption and breaking apart these boundaries, and Uranus really breaking apart the old traditions and the old places. And Saturn in Aquarius is this ideology that's getting really old and stale. And Saturn Aquarius could also be about bombing the media. Like, it can be about canceling or censorship, censoring the media, the ability to communicate. Because Aquarius is the higher octave of Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, was the higher octave of Mercury, which is all about communication. So that higher octave about getting the message out across the airwaves and across the world. And so the fact that the building was bombed, like, do you really want to do this? Do you really want to publicly display this action? Because no one's ever going to forget this. And then Neptune at 23 Pisces during this new moon was a materializing medium conducting a seance. This last time I was equating this with somebody like Narendra Modi, like the person who kind of makes stuff up, pulls things out of a hat, or even the materialistic medium of neoliberalism creating more deaths. I'm seeing this also as the U.S. support of Israel over Palestinians, sending so much military aid to Israel and giving this unequivocal support. And hoping that this shifts, because it's creating seances, it's creating more deaths in this part of the world as well. I'm not happy with our policies, but it is what we do. Like, we intervene, we create coups in places where there are popular uprisings. There was actually a CIA, an agent had disclosed that they actually let the South African government know where Nelson Mandela was, and that was what sent him to prison. Like, we disclosed his location, and he went to prison to Robben Island. So that's what we do. The neoliberal government, the materialistic medium. And it's sextiling, Neptune was sextiling at this new moon, Pluto at 27 Capricorn, once again a mountain pilgrimage, where we go, places where we go on pilgrimages. So it would be the Himalayas, it would be India, but it's also Jerusalem. So here we go. So that was the new moon, and that was how why I believe that Israel was such a huge part of this new moon, because the new moon was conjunct Israel's sun and the north node was conjunct Israel's Mercury. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. Although I am political, I don't believe that the north node is, you know, really like, I'm seeing that what I, the reason why I study astrology and I'm fascinated by this experiment of looking, looking at, Sabian symbols and applying it to the mundane degrees, is because it's not personal. It's something that's a cause for concern and a cause, to really, try to help people as much as possible and pray for their safety. You know, this is just how the world is turning right now. And so, I thank you for listening. And if you have anything to offer, feel free to contact me. And you can contact me at my email address, lisameyerson@gmail.com. Or you can find me on Lisa Meyerson's astrology discussion page. But thank you so much for listening to this. And I am going to do another segment on the week ahead in the next segment. And I hope you are well. Thank you. Hi, I'm back with the Sabian symbol notes for May 16 through May 22nd. And starting with Chiron, the wounded healer, is at 12 Aries from May 7th until May 29th. A flock of wild geese. And that particular one, I really feel like is about grassroots movements. We're having a lot of protests right now. It's about native populations and really just thinking about this in terms of like the Palestinian rights, Black Lives Matter, Native American rights, and so on. And then Chiron is the wounded healer, and oftentimes the thing that wounds us the most is what we become. It becomes our medicine. So just looking at that is how we share our medicine. And I wanted to preview also the following Chiron degree, because it'll be with us for 3 months. And we're on the cusp of the degree, and we're actually seeing a lot of bombing. And Chiron is at 13 Aries at this time. And that symbol is going to be a bomb which failed to explode is now safely hidden from discovery. And so right now, that would be considered Chiron's quest degree, according to Linda Hill's, what she had taught me about the Sabian symbols, that the degree before is like the karmic degree, kind of like the south node of a degree, like what you're coming from, and then the north node being where we're moving towards. So that quest degree would be about where we're moving to. And we're moving to that symbol, and it's going to be there for 3 months. And so just looking at this, I think there's going to be some more bombing. May or may not. I could be wrong. I'm hoping that I'm wrong. But it could even be like metaphorically in your own life, like something that really shakes your life up and changes the direction of it. Something that you just thought you, something that you lose that you thought would be with you forever. And just wondering how that'll manifest in all of our lives and sending prayers for peace and safety for all of us. But yeah, Chiron's going to be at that degree, and it's currently at the quest degree. And we're seeing a lot of the bombs being dropped in Gaza right now that are pretty, they're very alarming. And then Lilith at 23 Taurus from May 8th until May 16th. And so it's no longer at this degree, but it was there on Sunday. The last day was Sunday. And that was a jewelry shop filled with the most magnificent jewels. And it's moved to 24 Taurus from May 17th until May 25th. An Indian warrior riding fiercely with human scalps hanging at his belt. And that is actually Lilith right on the sun sign of Israel. And so I think about the Israeli soldier and the Israeli defense forces. It could be Hamas. I also, when I look at this too, like as a peaceful symbol, I see people that are from the Sikh religion because they are warriors, but they're also meditative and peaceful. They know how to defend themselves, but they're also generous and kind. So that is a way that I will look at that as a way to not feel afraid. But that is Lilith at 24 Taurus, right on Israel's sun. And looking at this as Lilith being the outsider, the kind of the Cassandra type of archetype, the person who prophesies, but she's not believed. And Cassandra is also a sexual assault survivor, and often will share her story and nobody believes her. But with Lilith here right on the sun of Israel, I'm seeing this as Palestinians finally being heard, and maybe the tables turning in a way that Israelis are the outsider, or the outsider is finally being heard. So that could be a way that this manifests. And in our own lives, really, it could be about that, like kind of diffusing our own internal bombs. Like, what is it? What are the landmines within our own life? I'm seeing this in conjunction with that Chiron degree. What traumas do we have that we can go back and heal? And there are wonderful modalities, like EMDR is my favorite one for trauma, to undo memories that are incredibly intense. And with EMDR, you can go back and go over a traumatic memory. And the EMDR process, and that acronym stands for eye movement desensitization and repatterning. And it can go back and kind of diffuse that intense memory and then file it away in order of a more chronological order rather than an order of intensity. But I do feel like this could potentially be a dramatic time with Lilith on this symbol. And it'll be there until May 25th. But like I said, Chiron will be at that 13 Aries degree, that bomb degree, until September 1st. So, boy. put your seatbelt on, really, and take it a day at a time. And I think we'll get through this. But now Pluto is at 27 Capricorn. And that was from February 28th until June 29th. And that's a mountain pilgrimage. And that is, I think about being in lockdown. The CDC talked about we can take our masks on now, or take our masks off unless we're in a crowd. A lot of people still want to continue to wear their masks, but if you're vaccinated, you can take it off. But also places where we go on pilgrimages in mundane astrology are really under the spotlight in the media. So India, and also now Israel. Israel is a major pilgrimage location, but also this event, or the events that have been happening, have been during a pilgrimage time. So during Ramadan, during the Eid celebrations. So really crazy. I did skip over the North and South nodes, so I'll go back and talk about those. The North node is at 11 Gemini at May 7th until July 13th. Newly opened lands offer the pioneer new opportunities for experience. And the South Node at 11 Sagittarius, at the same time in the left section of an archaic temple, a lamp burns in a container shaped like a human body. And once again, this is happening around stories of settler colonialization, displacing indigenous populations. This battle happened at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And this whole idea of classifying people, the caste system, apartheid system. And I find it fascinating because when the North Node was at 12 Gemini and the South Node was at 12 Sagittarius, it was all about racism and the United States story of slavery and white nationalism and white supremacy. And those symbols were reflecting those stories as well. And so it's crazy how this is all coming true. And then Uranus is at 12 Taurus from May 7th until May 23rd. And that symbol is a young couple walks down Main Street window shopping. Seeing a lot of this, this activity happening in Israel are in places that are a lot of like public markets. And Jupiter is also at 1 Pisces from May 14th until May 24th, a crowded public marketplace. Saturn at 14 Aquarius from April 28th until June 18th and goes retrograde on June 1st. And so it's now stationing retrograde now, and that's the train entering a tunnel. And like I said earlier, it's like that point of no return. Like once we go in this direction, we can never turn back, although trains can go backwards, but generally they go in one direction. And, on a personal level, I'm seeing this as in the United States, how we've now been given the go-ahead to be able to take our masks off if we want to, but still needing to be careful. And also that idea of, do we really want to do this because we can still get exposed to the coronavirus? Do I still want to go out in a crowd? I still want to be very, very careful. And so looking at that in the United States as mask wearing. So that idea of, do we really want to go in the crowds and expose ourselves to this the potential coronavirus, and the fact that it's all still really, really causing people like in India, like there's a major uptick on the coronavirus in India, and the fact that they're still experiencing this in other places. So I feel like we still need to be careful, but hey, most of the people around me still are. I'm still pretty much having a very quiet life and so on, and being very careful when I go to the grocery store. I think I skipped over Neptune 23 Pisces from April 18th until May 28th, a materializing medium giving a seance. And I talked about that whole idea of types of politicians that just make up stories, like mythologies that, this isn't really happening, but it really is, or it's really like this, but no, it's really like that. And, I'm going to swear, it's like, look, if it looks like shit, it is shit, and it isn't this story that we've been told. It's like this sugarcoating certain facts. And that's what I also feel like is the Neptune at 23 Pisces, that materializing medium giving a seance. You can't just pull a story out of your head and expect people to believe you. Although for decades, people will believe certain propaganda, and if it looks like it, it is that. And so believe your own eyes over this. So we will be hearing stories that we've been told for decades. And I'm really glad to hear that now that Lilith degree, the outsiders are going to be believed. And it's really necessary for there to be equality among people and so on. And let's see here. So today, the sun is trine Pluto. The sun at 27 Taurus, an old Indian woman selling beads and trinkets. trining Pluto, 27 Capricorn, a mountain pilgrimage. That is a fairly harmonious degree between our essence and our empowerment. May 19th, the first quarter moon at 29 Leo. So that symbol is 30 Leo, because you always round up to the next degree. An unsealed letter has vital and confidential information. May 19th also will have Venus trining Saturn. Venus at 14 Gemini, two people at widely different points are in conversation with each other by means of telepathy. Trining Saturn, 14 Aquarius, a train entering a tunnel. May 21st, the Sun squaring Jupiter. Sun will be at 1 Gemini. A glass bottom boat reveals undersea wonders. Trining or squaring Jupiter at 1 Pisces, a crowded marketplace. And then May 22nd, Mercury square Neptune, Mercury at 23 Gemini, three fledglings in a nest high up in a tree, Neptune at 23 Pisces, squaring Mercury, a materializing medium giving a seance. So those are the aspects for this week. And thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a great week, and I hope you are safe. And I hope that your current home is peaceful and quiet. And I wish you all well. Thank you so much.